Okay, so here we are, this copyrighted by myself, Dr. Norm McVeigh, all rights reserved. Here we are doing a session here, and we got an issue, we're using HRV, and we got an issue here called, what do you call the issue?
I'm afraid to be alone.
Afraid to be alone, and we got some reads on terror of being alone.
Yes.
And your son is a solution to being alone, because he's terrified and can't leave you, and in bad condition, and so you know you've got someone locked in.
Yes, and he also acts out my terror. And I don't have to do it. I can take care of him, and I don't have to feel my own terror.
Yeah, he's...
But I've just always had an irrational fear of being alone.
Yeah, so we describe it as an irrational fear of being alone.
Well, more than irrational fear. It's like a terror.
Terror. Yes, it's a terror. It's a terror of being alone.
I know, because when I'm alone, I feel like I'm going to go crazy, or suffocate, or have a panic attack, like I've had when I've been alone and frightened before, where it feels like my heart's going to explode, or some terrible thing is going to happen to me.
Got it. Let's work on the reversal of being alone, because that's heavily reversed, just muscle tested. Okay. I'm not going to be alone.
I'm not going to be alone.
No matter what I have to do.
No matter what I have to do.
I will not be alone.
I will not be alone.
I'm not going to be alone.
I'm not going to be alone.
No matter what I have to do.
No matter what I have to do.
No matter what I got to damage.
No matter what I have to damage.
No matter who I got to damage.
No matter who I've got to damage.
I'm not going to be alone.
I'm not going to be alone.
I don't care what catastrophes I got to create.
I don't care what catastrophes I have to create.
Don't care who has to suffer.
I don't care who has to suffer.
I don't know. I don't care what penalties there are.
I don't care what penalties there are.
Nothing above nothing.
Nothing above nothing.
Could be worse than being alone.
It could be worse than being alone.
It is the most terrifying thing I've ever experienced.
It's the most terrifying thing I've ever experienced.
And I don't know how to cope with it.
And I don't know how to cope with it.
The only good solution I've ever had.
And the only good solution I've ever had.
Is having a really codependent kid.
Is having a really codependent kid.
Who can't leave.
Who can't leave.
And is a condition of terror.
And is in the condition of terror.
And we got the queer, there goes green. There, you see that? We got the truth on it.
Yeah.
So that's the truth.
Yeah.
That is the truth about it. We got the green light went blue light went green light, and what you said is exactly it. I got this thing handled.
I got this thing handled
as best as I can.
As best as I can.
And this is maybe how a little girl takes care of it.
And this is maybe how a little girl takes care of it.
Or someone that's gripped by terror.
Or someone gripped by terror.
And the way to make sure that happens.
And the way to make sure that happens.
The way I make sure I'm secure.
The way I make sure I'm secure.
Is misery loves company.
Is misery loves company.
And this misery called me.
And this misery called me.
This terrified misery called me.
And this terrified misery called me.
Who can't be alone.
Who can't be alone.
Needs someone else to suffer like me.
Need someone else to suffer like me.
I need a suffering twin.
I need a suffering twin.
And I got one.
And I got one.
Called my son.
Called my son.
And I've created him.
And I've created him.
To be suffering with me.
To be suffering with me.
And he helps me.
And he helps me.
And as crazy as it sounds.
And as crazy as it sounds.
From a 4 or 5 year old or a very young little girl.
From a 4 or 5 year old, a very young little girl.
This is working.
This is working.
Because it holds off the feeling of terror of being alone.
Because it holds off the feeling of terror of being alone.
It really does work.
It really does work.
And I am not going to get rid of it.
And I'm not going to get rid of it.
It's been with me my whole life.
It's been with me my whole life.
I was born this way.
I was born this way in terror.
I was born in terror of being alone.
I was born in terror of being alone, and I was put in an incubator alone.
Yep.
And suffocated.
Yep. So this is where it'll be working for me just fine.
And so this is working for me just fine.
And from my viewpoint of being in the incubator.
From my viewpoint of being in the incubator.
This is a great solution.
This is a great solution.
Because I'm not alone.
Because I'm not alone.
I got out of the incubator.
I got out of the incubator.
And I'm doing okay.
And I'm doing okay.
Compared to where I was.
Compared to where I was.
But compared to what it would be like to be alone and feeling good about myself.
But compared to what it would be like. To be alone and feel good about myself.
I'm not close.
I'm not close.
Got a nice read on that. Yeah, the feeling. So the read.
That's too dangerous.
Yes, exactly. The read right there was the fear of being alone, and the read was that was the part of it. The rest of it was too dangerous.
Yeah.
It's exactly right on. It is too dangerous.
Yeah.
Say it.
It's too dangerous.
This is too dangerous.
It's too dangerous to be alone.
Yeah. Here comes the coherence. It's too dangerous to be alone.
It's too dangerous to be alone.
And the wording is dangerous being alone.
Dangerous being alone.
It's just too dangerous being alone.
It's too dangerous being alone.
Too dangerous being alone.
Too dangerous being alone.
Okay.
What would I do alone?
Yeah, good question. What would you do alone?
I go crazy. What would I do alone?
Yeah, what would you do alone? That is a real good question.
I don't know. I mean, how can you exist without someone else there?
Yeah, I would be alone.
I would be alone.
And I don't know what to do when I'm alone.
I don't know. I mean, I fill the time, but that's temporary.
Yeah. The only one thing I know to do when I'm alone is be terrorized.
The only thing I know to do when I'm alone is be terrorized.
I know that terror is better than being alone.
I know that terror is better than being alone.
And it is. Because if I was alone, it would be worse.
Because if I was alone, it'd be worse.
So I'd rather feel the terror.
I'd rather feel the terror.
Than feel what's underneath that about being alone.
Well, what is underneath that?
That's the question we're going to ask.
Yeah.
What is it? What could be worse than the terror? Ah! That came up quite well.
Well, nothing else.
All right. It's good. Okay. So death. So we have death.
Death.
And then we have the terror of being alone.
Then we have the terror.
I've got the coherence there.
Alone.
Okay, and then we have creating somebody who's in terror of it's just a suffering and in terror.
And we have creating somebody who's in terror, just suffering.
So I guess you know you're alive.
So I guess you know you're alive.
I guess you must be alive, huh?
Am I supposed to say?
Yeah.
I must be alive.
You know how I know I'm alive?
You know how I know I'm alive?
Because I'm in terror.
Because I'm in terror. And that's better than being dead.
Yeah, and that's how I measure being alive.
And that's how I measure being alive. Oh, great.
That's the coherence.
What a mixed up
because
belief that is.
Yes, but death is, the only thing that's worse than terror is death. And the only thing that's better than death is terror. So congratulations.
Is that really what my mind thinks?
Well, that's what you got the coherence on. So that's how you know you're a survivor, because you're in terror. So terror...
Well, that's true. At my birth, I was in terror and I survived.
Yes. So terror is survival.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm in terror.
I'm in terror.
And so therefore I'm surviving. If I'm not in terror... I'm not surviving.
I'm not surviving.
And you know what I am? Dead.
Dead.
That's right. I got two conditions. Death.
Death.
Terror.
Or terror. Great.
And it's an avoidance of being alone. And so the bottom of the scale is death. Above that is alone. And above that is terror. That's your scale.
Oh. No wonder I choose terror.
Yeah, it's way better. Terror's higher on the scale.
So I have to terrorize myself all the time by something.
Yes, terror is definitely a solution to being alone, and it's definitely a solution to death. You solve both of those. Mm-hmm. Because you can't be dead, and you can't be alone when you're in terror.
Is that why whenever things are good, I always bring things crashing down again?
Well, let's take a look. That's a good question. When things are going good, what comes up for you?
Some disaster.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When things start to work, do you start worrying about being alone?
Not consciously, but I worry about them not staying good.
Yes. So your son's wired that he can't leave because he's in a condition of terror. And if things turn out for you and him, he could leave. And you'd be alone.
Yeah.
So what you have is the top position of the scale, which is terror. It's avoiding the solution. It's avoiding the condition called being alone. I'm laughing with her. At the bottom of the scale is dead.
Gee.
So in your scale of three positions, you are doing the best possible in your scale. And if things start going good, the terror comes up that you're going to be left and be alone.
Oh, boy.
You got coherence on that. So, I mean, isn't that it? It's a loop.
Yeah.
If things start going too good, you could be alone.
Yeah, but all of this is subconscious.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Consciously, I don't know what's going on and why things fall apart.
Yeah, but one thing you do know is terror.
Yeah.
So terror you got. And when you get out of terror, things start to go good, as a read on it. But what happens is the cycle comes in, and then you could be left, and you could end up at the bottom of the scale, almost, which is being alone. So as long as you got a situation of terrorized, and you got a terrorized partner, you're fine. You'll never be alone. And therefore, you will never be dead.
This is really hitting the bottom of the barrel, isn't it? This is some luck that's down there. Deep.
Well, I want to congratulate you. And you got to admire, this is an aberration process here. Admire how well you set up to solve being alone.
Yeah, we do. We're survivors.
There's the coherence again. You really, I want to acknowledge you for being a good, such a good actress to set up.
At the expense of my happiness and my son's happiness.
Yeah. Also, but the expense you don't have to suffer is death. Because you haven't died. Look how good you did that. You managed to survive. You haven't died after all. And you're not alone. Congratulations. You solved 2/3 of the problem. Coherence again.
It's embarrassing.
Well, you solved 2/3 of the problem. You're not alone and you're not dead. You're at the top of your scale.
Doesn't make me happy to hear that.
No, but you're not dead and you're not alone.
Right. Okay.
Good. Okay, so rather than resisting, admire how that you solved those.
How can I admire it? I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, so I don't like the way I'm feeling about
it. It's horrifying.
I don't like the way I'm feeling about this.
I don't like the way I'm feeling about this. This is not how I want to live my life.
This is not very comfortable.
Nor do I want to imprison another human being.
This is not very comfortable.
This is not very comfortable.
My scale's not very big.
My scale's not very big.
The highest it gets is terror.
The highest it gets is terror.
And that's not very high.
And that's not very high.
It seemed like a good idea at first. But now that I look at it.
It's
maybe not such a good idea.
Not such a good idea.
Maybe I should face being alone.
Maybe I should face being alone.
Maybe I should face death.
Maybe I should face death.
Maybe I should stare it down.
Maybe I should stare it down.
And get to the bottom of it.
And get to the bottom of it.
Because if I don't.
Because if I don't.
I'll live my life in terror.
I'll live my life in terror.
Resisting being alone.
Resisting being alone.
And resisting dying.
And resisting dying.
And resisting death.
And resisting death.
And that doesn't sound so much like fun.
It doesn't sound so much like fun.
I might be willing to give this up.
I might be willing to give this up.
Doesn't make me feel too good when I see it.
Doesn't make me feel too good when I see it.
I'm not so excited about it like I used to be.
I'm not so excited about it like I used to be.
I don't feel so good about it like I used to be.
I don't feel so good about it like I used to.
As a matter of fact, I think I might be outgrowing this. Maybe I should just face down terror and death.
Maybe I should just face down terror and death.
And find out what's on the other side.
And find out what's on the other side.
And I'm willing to find out the answers.
And I'm willing to find out the answers.
I might go through some discomfort.
I might go through some discomfort.
But I've been going through terror all my life.
And I've been going through terror all my life.
What could be worse?
What could be worse?
Well, the answer is alone.
The answer is alone.
But I need to investigate alone.
But I need to investigate alone.
And find out the truth of it.
Find out the truth of it.
Because this terrorized suffering.
Because this terrorized suffering.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
And I want to get on the other side of it.
And I want to get on the other side of it.
And I open up and I instruct my subconscious.
And I open up and instruct my subconscious.
To release the answers.
To release the answers.
In a pleasant and congenial way.
In a pleasant and congenial way.
So I can get over this pattern.
So I can get over this pattern.
Because I'm truly bored with it.
Because I'm truly bored with it.
And I really want to be on the other side.
And I really want to be on the other side.
And I may not know the answers sometimes.
And I may not know the answers sometimes.
But I want to know the questions.
But I want to know the questions.
And I'm open to them coming to me.
I'm open to them coming to me.
And you are too. Look, I got coherence there.
Mm-hmm.
So good. This is exactly the point to end the session. Because we ended on a positive intention. And the positive intention that you're coherent, before you were coherent on essentially death, dying, alone, in terror. Now what you're coherent is on the intention to have the answers come to you by having the questions come to you to allow the condition to release.
Wonderful.
You haven't slept much the last week or so. Mm-hmm. I want to short session you. Okay. I don't want to push you into it. But we at least set a intention for the subconscious to provide the answers. And that's up from where we were. That's setting an intention.
The session has been going deeper. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You're really working good at it. I appreciate your good work there.